You read labels on your food because what's in it matters. Dirty Labs brings that same thinking to your dishes. In other words, what touches your food matters too. Dirty Labs is proving that cleaning doesn't have to be so dirty. So they created a dishwasher detergent designed to deliver conventional levels of clean without the toxic chemicals or residue. Because the plates and forks your family eats from deserve the same care as the food you put on them. Fall in love, or it's free, at dirtylabs.com.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
She said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 4 o'clock on the number one sports talk show for your drive home.
I mean, you know how it is, rocking and rolling and whatnot.
This is Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing.
We've got you covered.
Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hope you're having a great day. We certainly are, man. Talking about Matt Ryan taking over as president of football, Mike is frustrated, or at least he was. Mike came in and wanted to say, hey, Matt needs full say. Look, when somebody comes in and says, hey, I want you to help me run this company, but you don't own the company, you don't cut the checks, I want your input. I want everything that you can offer me to help me be more efficient in my business. But then when you bring me a $20 million check, I got to be in on that. That is how I see Arthur Blank in this equation. Arthur's not going to not trust Matt and say, that's a dumb idea. Why the hell would you bring in John Harbaugh? He's not going to say that. You know what? That's an idiotic idea. Why would you even talk to Clint Kubiak? He's not going to say that. He's going to trust Matt and his instincts and the crew that Matt talked about today at this press conference, everybody that's at the table, Beatles, right, all these folks, some that you know, some you don't know, and they're going to go through this process. And then all Matt's going to do is go, Arthur, this is who we want. And Arthur's going to go, great. It's still a cost associated with that, but that's it. I feel like Mike, he is trusting him to do those things. And when you do that, I'm giving you the authority to make this decision. I just need to know what it's going to cost.
All right. Hope you're right. Hope Arthur
does, I do too.
I hope Arthur doesn't go. Let me just throw this one at you, Matt. Let me run this by you. See, because the guy literally hit me up on the text line. He goes, what did you want Arthur to say today? What I want to hear? Guys, I want to win more than anybody. But I think it's time that Matt Ryan will be in total. Matt Ryan, I've adopted Matt Ryan. He is now Matt Ryan Blank, and he is now a complete. He runs the operation with my son Josh. Like anything, just to get Arthur out of the equation, okay? Because I'm still worried that Arthur's going to screw this up. That's my only concern. But everything else, all the mechanisms you've discussed and laid out, hopefully is going to bear fruit. And Ian Cunningham. Guy asked me, why do you like him so much? Well, look at his pedigree. He was in Baltimore, i.e. he's got a relationship with Harbaugh. He worked with Ozzie Newsome, one of the best in the business. He also spent time with Howie Roseman in Philadelphia. So those are two pretty good guys as far as, you're cutting your teeth. And then he's helped turn around the Bears. Have you seen the Bears lately? And he's the assistant GM. So that would be, if you can get that and Harbaugh comes in. Now, me personally, I still want Kubiak. I'm not afraid of the young, inexperienced guy because I think he's the... I think when you got a name like Kubiak, Carl, it's the name that means goodness.
It does.
Because of his dad's pedigree and his experience and the Shanahan tree and all that comes with it.
Absolutely, man.
Now, is that something that would get Falcon fans excited?
I would hope so. Right. I mean, look, I don't know what tickles your fancy.
Look, I like Tomlin, too. I'm just asking the question. Why had Pittsburgh been so mediocre of late? Look, a mediocrity we aspire to reach, but mediocrity by their standards, nonetheless.
Playoff mediocrity.
Correct.
Right? Playoff mediocrity. Because, again, if you told me we could average 10 or more wins for the regular season over 19 years, I'd take it.
But they are the OGs. They are the royalty of the NFL. They've been subpar by their own standards.
Yeah. All right, guys, 404-726-0929 is what we're talking about with you. And again, we said, how do you feel? Day-Day, let's take a couple phone calls. How do you feel? Where you at on this? And do you feel a little bit better after hearing Matt today? I want you to hear one of the things he said about final say, because this is one of those questions everybody's like, I got him. I got this one. Who has the final say?
That's a loaded question because it's very open-ended on final decision. Final decision on what? You know, that is the question. Yeah, there's a lot that goes with that. So the final decision that head coaches have are going to be the final decisions of the head coach. The final decisions that general managers have are going to be the final decision of our general manager. As I look at it right now, the final decision that I'm going to have to make in this immediate process with kind of Arthur's approval is who we hire for those two positions. But we are empowering them to go out there and do their job. And I've expressed that in our interviews, I think, as well with the head coaches that we've had. I'm not trying to call plays. I'm not trying to run your offense. I'm not trying to pull Philip Rivers and come back and play. You know, I'm not doing any of those. You know, I think most importantly, I'm trying to get the right person in here in both of those positions. And I'm trying to support you in any way that I can. I know the stressors that are put on, you know, a head coach and a general manager. And the number of different directions that they're pulled. I view my job as taking some of those things off their plate in terms of the responsibilities and allowing them to focus on their superpower, which is coaching the football team and you know, acquiring and scouting and looking for the best players we can find.
Excellent answer. Excellent answer. Because there is no... This is gray. There is no black or white. I know we all want that, but he's right in the sense that you can't hire somebody to be the coach and then, hey, you know what I do? Like, dude, did you hire me to do this job?
Right.
Let me do it. Hey, GM, you know what I do? Matt hadn't scouted anybody. You got a team and a department for that.
Right.
That's not my job. And that's why I think it was important for him to answer that question.
Right. Again, it's not like that you go up there, as we said to you earlier in the week, and there's just tumbleweeds are rolling through the offices up there at the branch. You know, you still have your scouting. Now, how do you improve on that? Maybe Matt will be part of that evaluation with the GM. Maybe there's some other guys you want to bring in, and there'll be some folks. Again, anytime a guy comes from an organization, he tries to maybe take a few guys from Chicago. And that, again, that's fine by me. And if Harbaugh has some input... You know, I mean, I'd like to see what does Kubiak think about our offense? How did he want to go get another wide receiver in this draft? I mean, first things first, you know, can't put the cart before the horse. I know you all want closure on this yesterday.
Yeah.
Not happening. And if it is Kubiak, Carl and I were looking at it. They've already had an interview with Kubiak, just real quick. And coaches from playoff teams on playoff teams can virtually interview 3 days after their wild card. So in other words, you'd have until Thursday if by chance you want to do a second interview with Kubiak. But we may have to wait. Remember, guys, it was a while because of Dan Quinn, because of his involvement with the Seahawks years ago.
More NFL news before we get to your calls. Eagles have let go of their offensive coordinator, Kevin Petullo.
The one that the kid wanted fired after the loss, the kid on the street that we played the audio for yesterday. That offense is beyond dysfunctional.
Well, you can't go from what you did against the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, Mike, and you had all this explosiveness and Saquon doing amazing things. And all year long, it struggled. It wasn't just recently. Like all year long. So, Eagles put out a statement. Petullo is not fired. There's a chance he could remain on Nick Sirianni's staff, but they are changing his position. So
they're kicking him around, kicking him downstairs, not kicking him upstairs.
But basically, they're looking for a new OC.
Right. Look, if you guys don't remember, it was Kellen Moore that ran the show when they went to the playoffs and won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You know, and years ago, Shane Steichen was there. Brian Johnson filled in 23. But Petullo, and some of this is this whatever this is with Jalen Hurts. You've got to bring in the quarterback whisper. That's why I know he just flamed out, but that's probably due to injury in D.C. Would you call Cliff Kingsbury if you were the Eagles?
Good call.
I mean, just a thought.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, just to kind of figure out, because A.J. Brown is so far gone, it's not even funny. But you've got the weapons. Now, Saquon, do you feel it was just a wear and tear and that was part of it? That it just conked out on you too?
All those carries, man, it's hard to come back and have another year like that. I don't think he's done. I just feel like that offense as a whole, Mike, it never had flow.
No. And
it struggled.
Look, we are big Jalen Hurts fans. We thought it was a pretty good coup to pick him up where they did and to move on from Carson Wentz with him. But there are times this year where he just looked awful. I mean, there's no other way to describe it. You know, and now, look, it's not his fault that A.J. Brown drops two balls that hit him in the hands. You know, with the season on the line. But the A.J. Brown, it's amazing they won the Super Bowl with all that soap opera they had to navigate last year.
All right, more news coming, man. Told you, got to be here each and every day. It's Dukes and Bell. Let's talk to Tommy in Sugar Hill. Tommy, what are you thinking about Matt Ryan and the Falcons? Hey, man.
Oh, my God. First of all, let me say you guys cracked me up. I was on with Bo and Mike probably about a month and a half ago, and I talked about how you guys always agree and you never argue. Well, there's a lot more entertainment today, especially when you call Mike a jerk. I thought he was going to get up and put you in a chokehold.
No, Tommy, you hadn't listened for the last 12 years. I don't know where you've been. We disagree a lot more than people think.
But when we do, it's people, because like I said, it's not like we're manufactured. Like it's not like I call Carl up, hey, you take A, I'll take B today. So when we do get into it, it's kind of legit. Yeah,
but appreciate you, man. Hey, what's your mind?
It made today's show kind of spicy. Now, what I'm calling for is to talk about context. Carl, I think when Matt Ryan said, with Arthur's permission, blah, 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 you're taking it as he's already got Arthur's permission, and he's telling us, I've got Arthur's permission, and I'm going to make these decisions. Mike on the other side is saying that he's saying he needs Arthur's permission before he makes the decision. Isn't the English language amazing how you can make the entire show out of context?
It's true.
Right? So I got to tell you, Carl, I'm with you. I think you listened to it a couple of times. I think Matt is saying, I've got his permission, and I'm about to make all the decisions. And I love the fact that he's in here. And, whichever head coach he gets, I think we're going to do just great. I'm excited about the next year. Because like another caller said, we were darn close this year, man. Right. I know it didn't seem like it, losing 30-0 to the Panthers and then losing to the Jets. But, three teams were below 500 at 8-9. Two of those teams had the same record as the Falcons. We just, one win and we're having a different conversation. So, as disappointing as the season was, I think we do have something to look forward to next year, and I think Arthur Blank has given Matt carte blanche on making decisions. That's my take on it, guys.
Right. Now, the soundbite we just played before you came on, Matt said, with kind of Arthur's approval. So that's why, I said to Carl, I apologize for hopping on the semantics train, but just want clarity knowing that Arthur has been that constant. The Falcons, Carl, if you had your special teams, if the coach had fixed special teams, we're in the playoffs. End of story. Now,
Bad as the offense,
right?
Was.
As bad, and again, with Bijan and the weapons, Drake was struggling. Drake was not 100% the last 5 weeks of the season, period. But give me a puncher's chance in the playoffs. But that's unfortunately Raheem didn't, so he's out of here. And Ulbrich may stay. Zach, is gonna, I would imagine, land somewhere else not as an OC somewhere and work his rep and resume back up. But that's why I want to see a guy like Kubiak come in, because what do you see in Packers? How can you do what he did in Washington and still have him under center? So the play action becomes a bigger part of it, Because remember, you and I were like, wow, look at the accuracy. Because we were struggling for 2 years of Mariota and Ritter.
Yeah.
And watching this guy just dropping dimes for the Huskies back in the day.
He's got a great cannon, man. His arm strength and arm talent is special. Look, everybody around the league will tell you that. This under center thing became a thing because we just didn't do enough of it with him when he had his starts this year. And then Cousins comes in, and it was like the first start, dude's under center like 90% of the game. And you're going, wait a minute. So regardless of how this plays out, Mike, you're right. I think to help your quarterback, ask Sam Darnold, ask Brock Purdy, okay? These guys are under center for a reason. Ask Bo Nix. Sean Payton's the same way.
Right.
There's something to be said. It doesn't mean you don't have pistol and shotgun in your repertoire, but you can't exclusively, and that's what it felt like for us, which is why we got all the criticism around the country about our offense. And, guys, we scored 19.6 points a game. We didn't score enough points. Right. There was no explosiveness to this offense.
No.
And so, Mike, there's a lots of there as far as what you're talking about. But, look, whoever it is has got to be able to convince, okay?
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck on food and leaves dishes sparkling without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free, at dirtylabs.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now.
Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From Rock, what he told us is that Michael Penix felt more comfortable that way. Whoever it is has got to convince him, like, kid, I understand it, but this is going to help your career. And maybe that guy is Matt Ryan.
Right. And because Matt could say, look, man, I got a guy, Kyle Shanahan came in here. I thought he was crazy. The stuff he had me doing in 2015, of course, they didn't have a center that year. But again, once they got things rolling, Matt with those bootlegs, everything that you see is part and parcel to what, you know, Purdy does and anybody who spins off of Shanahan's tree. But that made Matt an MVP, had the greatest season of his career.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck on food and leaves dishes sparkling without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free, at DirtyLabs.com.
Are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hanses and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.